Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Game time decisions has begun. I am Jabo Morenci, and I'm on a grid. SportsGrid, SiriusXM Channel 159. Let's do this thing. When I say we've got a stacked show, we've got a stacked show. Elvira would blush. All right? This show is stacked. Old school Elvira.
I didn't see that one coming.
Neither did I. I just sort of make these things up, Cam. They come out of the things come from. Elvira. I was thinking of stack. I've used Pamela Anderson a lot, but I just thought of Elvira.
Nice.
Look at my boobs. Elvira. Even as a kid, you're like, you see this Elvira, you're like, oh my God, who's this witch girl? Yeah. Oh, man. All right, let's rock. Let's rock. Straight Cat style. Going to rock this town inside out. A lot of stuff to get to tonight. And literally and favorably, man, I don't even know where to start here. So we got Cousin Sal. We've got Coach James Young. We've got Street Clothes Sharapan. We've got Steve Merrill. We've got Meadowlands Lindsay. We've got Dubsy. And we've got Mick Aussie.
Wow.
It's like Lollapalooza here. Yeah. We're more stacked than Coachella is. Stack lineup. Stack lineup.
I liked Elvira. That was the best. Mistress of the night.
I liked Elvira too.
Actually, Morenci, just to get on to this, for everybody. We sure do. And, guys, the Kentucky Oaks just went off. I know a lot of people will talk to Lindsay about the horse racing, Gabe, and we hit the first leg. Secret Oath, the one horse, got it done with Luis Saez. So we have that double heading into tomorrow, kind of like you and what you do with the under 3.5 quarterbacks. The first leg race just ended, so great start. We have the first leg of the double. Horse wins at 4-1, Secret Oath. That race just went off, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, we'll hit the Kentucky Derby, and our boy Dubsy actually is giving Kentucky Derby picks as well.
Oh, nice. I can't wait.
He's Australian. They like the ponies.
Oh, they sure do. They love
them. Dubsy's going to talk. We got Merrill. We're going to hit some NASCAR. It's retro weekend in NASCAR this weekend.
Nice.
So they're going old school paint jobs. So the cars are going to look like, it's cool. NASCAR's got like a, each week, almost every week this year, they've had a sort of angle. Hey, we're on dirt this week. Hey, we're going to the LA, LA Coliseum. Like, you know what I mean? They better because you see F1 ain't playing around. F1's showing up to America right now. They're like, we're here.
Exactly.
Could be a problem for F1, for NASCAR actually. You know what I mean? They start rolling in and people only have so much money. I know it's a different crowd per se, but as we stated, so yeah, we're going to talk a little F1 today with Merrill as well. F1's in Miami this week. It's pretty cool. Actually, you know what? Yeah. We'll get some pictures up later when Sharapan joins us. Some really cool helmets, and shout out to our boy Kyle Johnson for sending them to me. What's the guy? Lando? What's his name? Lando, whatever the driver's name is. It's got a basketball for a helmet. It looks like a basketball.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Like, it looks like a basketball. Yeah. So he's got this cool like visor over it. Another dude's rocking a Viking, a Dolphin helmet because they're in Miami. Yeah, so he's got like a Miami Dolphin sort of race helmet. It's like really cool. Like there's some cool stuff going on. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. We got a lot of stuff to break down, a lot of sports going on this weekend. Like, really, what an awesome, you know, it's tossed around a lot. Like, Dubsy, our boy. Yeah. What'd he say? Wells Fargo is going to blow your socks off. Blow your socks off. These guys are shooting 63s and stuff. It's like a mini putt.
Got got tougher today, but yeah, you're right.
Well, I haven't looked at the scoreboard. I'm going to ask you. Yeah. I didn't like what I saw yesterday. Basically, like, I've got 10 guys to be in the top 20, and one of them was. But I'm not going to panic after the first round.
Don't panic. But the thing is, all the guys that went out earlier, they got a real break, Gabe, because the winds came and the rains came, and there's guys all in the afternoon wave that are going to get beat down. And Rory McIlroy's very close to the cut line. I don't know what happened in his final two holes, but Matthew Fitzpatrick, our boy, had a bad draw, and he's four under, which is great. One of the lower rounds today. So if he can do his thing, that'll be good. And a couple other guys, Max Homa, he's in second place, took him on your show. But don't worry, Marenzi, we're going to be all right. If you make the cut this weekend, you know golf. There's 36 more holes left, buddy. All you got to do is make the cut.
A lot of golf left, as you stated, especially when you're only playing for a top 20. I'm not looking for any sort of win. So we got NBA playoff basketball tonight. We've got NHL playoff hockey tonight. We've got Major League Baseball action. We have got Kentucky Derby this week. We got a massive UFC card. It actually is very, very – it's a cool UFC card. It's an old-school UFC card. You've got a couple of old-school fighters, but, man, dude, there's some violent, violent, violent fights here. Like, you got Tony Ferguson and Michael Chandler. Like, there's going to be more blood than a gore concert in that fight. No, seriously. Like,
Elvira. I didn't. If you would have said Elvira and Gore in the first segment, that gets like 200-1. Amazing.
Yeah, we've had a. I haven't mentioned Gigi Allen yet. Well, there it is.
There it is. Three.
And the main event: Charles Oliveira versus Justin Gaethje.
Oliveira missed weight by a half pound too. Ooh,
ooh, yeah, nice. The UFC is saying that their scale was off by a half pound now.
Oh.
Coincidentally. Yeah. They're saying, no, he's not half it. No, it's fine. It's fine. Justin Gaethje, he really is one of the scariest men in the world. I believe him. Like he said, like before, he goes, I'm willing to die in the octagon. Are you? Like, this guy's scary.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Rancic, kicking it with a Razor Reddit. Cam Stewart, a lot of stuff to get to. We got Major League Baseball, a lot of rain outset today. We're just talking about the UFC, Charles Oliveira and Justin Gaethje. As it is right now at FanDuel, Oliveira is -138. Gaethje is +118. And an incredibly difficult fight to predict what is going to happen. The only thing that's going to we know is going to happen is going to be sheer violence. Like, and that it's tossed around a lot, but like seriously, man. Justin Gaethje is a serious bad, 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 bad dude. Like, he's honestly said, I'll die in the octagon. And, like, he will. Like, he could knock your head off and kill you. And then you got Oliveira, Charles Oliveira, who's known for being able to take a beating and then coming back and messing you up. Man, this fight is good. Good stuff. All right. It's so good. I might even go out to a sports bar and watch it just to sit with a bunch of know-it-all freaks. Let's bring in the coach. James Young. Nice to have you back, Coach. We missed you yesterday.
Yeah, good to be back. I thought you were going to say know-it-all freaks and then it going to cue me in. I was getting a little bit nervous where that segue was going, but, you know, it's good to be back.
Yeah, I don't talk about ratings much on the air, Cam, but I see our ratings for the week. And incidentally, highest rated show of the week yesterday when Coach wasn't here.
Oh, wow.
This could have been a coincidence. What do we do on Thursday? Man, we got big numbers on Thursday. What happened? I'm like, oh, yeah, Coach wasn't here. That's what happened. Wow. Numbers. What's up, Coach? Love you, bro. What's going on?
Oh, man. I have a tear coming out right here thinking about
I'm just coming at you.
But listen, hey, we got some NBA basketball tonight. Embiid's playing, not playing, he's playing, he's not playing, Shamsi is playing. I have no idea. I don't think it matters. Let's get down to business, fellas.
That's a good question. Is he or isn't he?
Well, the line says he is.
It's frozen right now.
Yeah, because it was three earlier. It dropped to 1.5. Now they just locked it.
It dropped to 1. It dropped to 1 when I was doing the updates. Went 1.5, 1, and then came back up, Morenci. So, yeah, now the locks are on.
Yeah, so, I mean, that probably means confirmation he's playing. We don't know what kind of minutes restriction he may be on tonight. Listen, coming back from a concussion is a serious thing. You have to go through 5 days where you ramp up with protocol in order to be eligible to play. At least that's what it was in a college game. And now that he's back, he probably got cleared today. I mean, day 5 is when you can play. So we don't even know what kind of Embiid you're going to get. Does the lights bother him? It could regress. Plus, you're dealing with the orbital bone. There's a lot of things to consider. So while Philadelphia is going to be the popular play because Embiid is back, it more should be this is their last stand. Because if they don't win tonight, this series is over. It's not going to go past the weekend.
This series has been over, Coach. It's already over. I know Joel Embiid, if he does play and he wears a mask, I remember last time he wore a mask, it bothered the hell out of him. You could tell. Right? Like every play, he was taking it off, taking it on. He was like looking at it angrily. Like it was really bothering him last time. And who's to say if he plays that Bama Adebayo just doesn't elbow him in the face. And there it is. It's over. Like, go sit down, Joel, again. Like, and this whole point spread stuff moving, does it really matter? 1, 2? I mean, the money lines are sort of kind of the same anyways. Philadelphia has this last stand in them, but the Philly crowd, and we saw it against the Raptors. I know the Sixers crowd well, Coach. They'll turn on the Sixers. Like, if James Harden's tossing bricks and things aren't going well and Embiid's not playing, you're not going to get a go Sixers, go chant going. People are going to start, like, heckling them and turning on them, and it could get ugly. Miami have shown a good killer instinct. I just can't, I could trust the Philadelphia Sixers in the first quarter, but I'm 0-2 doing this. And thanks for mushing my bet the other night, Coach, actually.
You guys are like some awkwardness, man. You threw me under the bus. I didn't even say it with him on.
I didn't even say anything. It was Cam and Dave. They're like, why'd you do that? Wow. I was like, what happened? Yeah. They were like, you're out to win.
No, No, Coach is like, hey, Morenci, the bet's going to go, coach. It was a few-point lead. We can't be doing that stuff till the quarter. Anyway, Sharapan sold you out anyway, and I admit I was part of the problem as well. Dave sold you out pretty hard.
Well, how about this? Speaking of problems,
I didn't even know what happened.
The line is back up. The line's back up. Philly favored by 1 now. It's completely flipped the other way, which is,
I guess Miami Best is playing.
Yeah, he's playing. And Miami, if you're a Miami Heat backer, you jump in. Because now it's swung all the way.
Now I like the Heat.
Now you got a money line of the Heat of minus 102 if you take them right now compared to them being a 3-point favorite. So I think it's the play now. You have to look at Miami. And I just, to me, the way this series is being played, this is more than a Joel Embiid like change that's going to help Philadelphia win. It's about Tobias Harris being consistent. It's about Maxey having a good game. And you need James Harden from like 3 years ago to come out the door. I don't have a belief system that's going to happen. I like Miami at minus 3. I like Miami at minus 1.5. And I love Miami the best now as a 1-point dog on the money line tonight.
Wow. 1-point underdog. You want to talk about a lot of line moves for this game all week long, man. It's just been going back and forth. Now it settles in Philadelphia minus 1 and the total 211. What do you think of the total, Coach?
Well, you're going to expect that it should be more fireworks because you have Embiid playing. So with over 211, I think that's the play. I think they get there. There'll be more offense. Plus, the other thing is this. If you drive it to the hole and you're Joel Embiid, are you really going to go up and contest shots with people coming at you with that orbital bone fracture and that mask on your face? Plus, we don't know how many minutes he's going to play. So I like the over, and I like the Miami Heat on the money line.
One thing that we saw this actually, Coach, against the Toronto Raptors as well with Embiid, with his thumb injury. Let's not forget, he's also got a thumb injury. So he really is beaten up. He's got a mild concussion. Hockey, he's got a headache. So he's got a concussion, by basketball standards. Mm-hmm. Coach, it's just, I have a hard time with this stuff. It's like, it's the playoffs, bro. Suck it up. The concussion, he's got to go through the protocol. But my point is, he wasn't taking it into the paint against the Raptors for the last games of the series either. Like, you know what I mean? He would spot up for threes. He would back off, as you stated. And the Raptors, God bless them, were pretty mean-spirited. Like, they were hacking him pretty good. Like, they were going for him. But, hey, he knocked, like, three guys out of the series, Coach. Like, I feel zero sympathy for him or the Philadelphia 76ers at all. Don't mock injuries. I had Sixer fans tweeting me when Barnes got hurt. Oh, that's a shame. Hey, Morenci? Said, all right, yeah, you'll see. Yeah, karma will catch up to you, and it already has. Hope Miami smoke him. Cam?
Oh, I feel the exact. I'm all heat. I was heat. I'm the same as the coach. Heat before, heat now. Hey, what, you think Miami's going to have sympathy for Embiid, the Phantom of the Hardwood, when he puts on that plastic mask like Bill Laimbeer used to do? I wouldn't be surprised if it got cracked. I got to tell you, Miami would love to win this game, go up 3-0 in a series, and put a fork in these guys. No, I'm all over the Heat, and I lean over as well. The last game was 208, the total. We got there, and I expect much of the same. I think Miami's just going to – they understand. Let's take care of business right now, get these guys down in a 3-0 hole. I like the Heat, especially we're getting a point now. It's nuts. I'll take it.
I'm going – yeah, I'm going to take the over as well here, guys. I'm going to click the over. And yeah. But my problem is – I got Philadelphia. I bet on Philadelphia plus 2.5 and 3 in the first quarters of both games. Both yep. times it was frustrating. They were up and then I lost at the end. And then in the first game, they got smoked in the first quarter and somehow we're leading at the half 51-50 and then they get smoked again. Like mm-hmm. there's been a lot of like roller coasters in this series. I got to believe the Sixers come out and win the first quarter.
I agree with that.
Of seems to be the logical play.
You're right, Brett. Coach? If they go down early, they're toast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with the Ranger Renette. Cam Stewart, Coach James Young, throwing it down with us right now as well. All right, let's. We're talking NBA basketball. I don't like this. Like, I don't like this night. You don't like the NCAA tournament. You like the Thursday better than the Friday card, and then the Saturday or Sunday. Let's just be real. Like, the Miami-Philadelphia series has sucked. Phoenix and Dallas has been all right. Boston-Milwaukee's good tomorrow, and you got Memphis and Golden State tomorrow night. What about the player props tonight, Coach, for Miami and Philadelphia?
Okay, here we go. I'm going to go with Tobias Harris. It was 18.5, dropped to 16.5. I love his over, playing really well. I think with the limited minutes of Embiid, he'll get his shot in a sweet spot, which is the high post. Next, Jimmy Butler, over 22.5 points. I expect him. You know how he left Philly? If he could be the guy that could put the dagger in that team, I'm taking it. P.J. Tucker, over 1.5 made threes, has hit this in 4-6 games versus the Sixers, shooting over 50% from three versus the Sixers this year. Tyrese Maxey, over 3.5 assists tonight. I think he's going to get guys involved. And then I'm going to go with James Harden, over 2.5 made threes. I think he will hit some threes. The problem with James Harden is, can he finish? That's why I'm staying away from the points prop, even though it's down to 20.5.
Coach James Young, sorry, I guess we're having some technical issues. Coach, yeah, I'm looking at Embiid. If they posted a prop for Embiid in that situation, because I kind of want to take the under if they do put it there, because if they do, but the books don't want to have that kind of they might get slayed. Imagine they post a number and this guy goes out early or can't play or anything like that. That would be an absolute disaster. Because I got to believe a lot of people would be taking the under, right?
Yeah, I mean, the over-under came at 24.5 right now for Embiid, which means it's come down. Usually we're looking at about 30.5 for JoJo. So it comes down because they're in a minutes restriction. I still think I'm in a small play under that. Because you don't know, Cam, if he may not be able to make it through the game, he may get knocked out early. Minutes restrictions. Plus, folks, Miami Heat, you don't think, you know, that Spoelstra ain't ready for Embiid tonight. The guy is as good of a coach there is in the league. So I think he'll be ready for it. maybe a small, small play on Embiid under 24 and a half points tonight.
I would lean with the under as well. Yeah. And we got Mr. Roboto-ish there for a moment, but it's good to be back. I didn't know who's. I thought we were all done.
I didn't know either. I just, that's the thing. It's just like, what?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a glitch there, a little Twilight Zone area there. I'm telling you guys, like you said, there's no way Embiid's taking this ball into the paint. You know what I mean? He's not going to live around there, coach. So he's going to be popping threes and stuff. He's going to want to dance on the outside. In front of the Miami Heat, I just attack him. To me, the bet is the over. I like the over in the game. I think it does get there. As far as the side, it's a tough game, Cam, to have a, this team's going to win for sure. That team's going to win for sure. I figure Philadelphia gets one of them at home. It's very similar to the Leafs and the Lightning later we'll get to. I think the Leafs are going to get one on the road here, but is it tonight or is it the next one? And it's a similar situation. But if Philly doesn't win today, then they're probably going to get swept, coach. So tonight really is the all-in game for Philly, but they're just not good enough.
I don't think they are. Here's one thing I just looked at. I just looked at Joel Embiid versus the Miami Heat in his career. And in his last five games, he has gone under 24 and a half. He's gone 22 in his last game, 32, 17, 6, and 9. Now, the 9 and 6 were 24 and 25 minutes. But he has a game earlier this year in March, 36 minutes, 22 and 15. So I do think that under is in play for Embiid because I just think also schematically they're going to do a good job of trying to take it away from him and make other guys beat him.
Coach James Young with us. All right, Coach. Any other player props before we move on to the next game?
No, that's pretty much it for me. You know, it's really going to be about, like I said, the ancillary guys of Philadelphia. But I do like Harris over 16 and a half. I think it's a good play. PJ Tucker over 1.5 made threes is a sneaky good play because of the fact that he's going to, it's two pocket corner threes. They always leave him open. He's getting shot at him. So that's why I like it. Maxie should, you know, dish the ball a little bit more tonight, especially if it's Embiid involved. So maybe he gets involved at night. So we'll see. But I do think those are the plays I like in that game.
I was riding that Maxie train earlier against the Raptors when it was 17 and a half, 18 and a half. They've caught on. They made it. It was as high as 22 and a half earlier in game one. Then it went to 21 and a half. And he's at 20 and a half. Now it's a little bit too high for me, but I like where you're going with Tobias Harris, coach. And one thing with Harris, too, it's a fair number at 16 and a half. He keeps going over these numbers. And he's even better at home. If you look at his home and road splits, Harris is actually better in Philadelphia than he is on the road. I don't see why he doesn't get 20 plus tonight. We only need to get to 17 right there. I like that. I'm down. All right, we're down. What about Hero? 15 and a half, coach.
You know, Tyler Hero's first, been playing
first white
well.
American. First white American to win a player award in 10 years in the NBA.
Wow. White American. You got me hungry. I thought you were talking about cheese for a second. I'm like, I'm more of a yellow American kind of guy. But I mean,
that's not cheese. That's not cheese.
What American's not cheese?
I'm talking about singles. Yeah, no, but it's true. Like, you know, white guys have won awards, but they're all Euros. He's the first American white dude to win an award in 10 years in the NBA.
I tell you what, that was just dynamite. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. But Tyler Hero, listen, he's gone over. He's got 18 and 25 the last two games. He's playing really well. I like him. I like because what happens is they're not playing Duncan Robinson as much. Him and Strus are splitting minutes. And he's playing well, and he's playing with that swag. And here's the key thing. If Miami Heat are going to win a championship, Tyler Hero has got to be the guy he was in the regular season, not some of his prior postseason. So I really do think that's a good play. Tyler Hero scores the ball tonight.
All right, let's get to Dallas and Phoenix, the late game this evening. This should be entertaining. I expect Dallas to be much better at home, and I'm sort of going down with the ship on this, although we keep hitting the overs. I've taken Dallas in the first two games. I got smoked once, and I lost by 1 point in the other one. But I went way bigger on the totals. So I've been making money on this series. Total is 218 here. I'm taking the over again, coach. And I'm taking the Dallas Mavericks. Mavericks and the over. I know you're going to say the over, and then you're probably going to say you're going to take the Suns. What do you got?
I am nervous about taking this games with the Suns. So what I actually did, guys, is I did the team total for the Phoenix Suns to go over. I saw it a little earlier at 109.5, 121, 129 in the first two games of this series. I do think it's a play that they can get to that number here. It's at 108.5, so I do like that for the Phoenix Suns. They have gone over a bunch of times in the playoffs. I think it's 10 out of their last 14 games, I do believe. They've gone over 110 or plus. Give me that.
They shot 64% the other night, huh, from the field?
Yeah.
Like, dude, they've set a record in the playoffs, Coach and Cam. They've shot 50% or better from the field in every playoff game they've played in. That's insane. Crazy. Like, sometimes you're like, yeah, we had an off night. We shot 37%.
Yeah.
They've shot 50 or better in every game. And then they top out at 64 the other night. 64%, Coach.
And that's what I'm saying. Even if we get a little bit of regression of the 129, you've got to remember, 129 with 9 points out of DeAndre Ayton, he's going to score more tonight. So that's why I like the team total over 108.5. I think it's light to me. I think they're thinking that Dallas is going to try to win with the defense. I think with the way that Phoenix is scoring, Dallas has got to win with offense. I'm going the other way with it. I'm going DeAndre Ayton over 18.5 points, averaging 19.6 in the playoffs, has gone over 6 of his last 8 playoff games. The Suns need to establish him early. Luka over 3.5 made threes, gone over 4 of his last 5 games, missed the one game by the hook, has gone over 3.5 made threes in 12 out of 19 career playoff games. Next, I'm going to go with CP3 over 8.5 assists. I think he gets guys involved. You got to correlate Ayton with CP3. So if you think Ayton's going to score, then you think that CP3 is going to benefit him. And a couple other ones. Spencer Dinwiddie over 5.5 rebounds and assists. He's got to be better. Okay? And it's not just scoring. He's got to get guys involved. He's a sneaky good rebounder. I like him going to 5.5. And then last, I'm actually going to sprinkle Luka triple-double. He has to have a huge performance. Jason Kidd has been talking about getting other guys more involved. His rebound prop, I think, was 9.5. So you figure he gets to that. It's about the assist. He's got to get guys involved for him to make more shots. Luka, triple-double. Sprinkle a little bit on it.
The coach with us. All right, coach, we got a couple of minutes left. Tomorrow, right now, Milwaukee. The spread keeps coming down, man. It was 3. Then it was 2.5. Now it's 2 at FanDuel right now. Bucks, Fear the Deer, -2. Total 213. And then Saturday night primetime, Golden State Warriors lay a touchdown. 7-point favorites right now, 226.5. What are your quick thoughts on tomorrow's games?
Well, real quick, you know, I think, listen, I'm going right now. Giannis is going off. I mean, you're not holding this guy down 3 straight games. And he's played as terrible as he was in game 1. He could have been worse in game 2. Thank God for that second half. I think he's figured out he's going to be better. I also think, on the flip side, I think the Golden State game, it's too many points. I like Golden State on the money line, but I'm going to take the Grizzlies plus the points.
Yep. I got
James Young with us.
Well.
I cut out for a second there.
Yeah, let's win.
Reset. Reset.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with Ranger Reddit. Cam Stewart, and I'm actually distracted by Danica Patrick's shorts and boots right now. She's got to spring her A game to Miami, F1. No, I'm dead serious. I'm sitting.
Is she in the room with you? Oh.
Is she in the room with you?
I don't know. He's looking off camera. I have no idea what's going on.
She went from Aaron Rodgers to me, Sal.
That's right.
Hey, what's going on, Sal? Good to see you. Hey, how you doing? Cousin Sal. Good, hey, Cousin man. Sal. What's
up, Sal? Feeling good.
You got to be real happy.
Win, nothing better than coming back from 7 runs down and then getting the next day off. You can catch your breath a little with a rain out. So I'm feeling great about those Mets. My God. My God.
Only thing that can stop the Mets, Mother Nature right now. It's the only thing that can stop these guys.
Exactly. You know what I was worried about? Well, not worried. I was hoping because cross town, not cross that couple hundred miles away, you had the Yankees getting sloshed in MSG. You had Judge and LeMayu, and they're putting down beer left and right. And like, oh, my God, I want to bet the Rangers, not the New York Rangers, Texas Rangers. They were supposed to play tonight, the Yankees. And they got rained out, too, so I couldn't even take advantage of that.
You know, the ball buster that is Metal Matt, our producer, that terrorizes people more than, like, than any producer in the history of television. He's actually a Met fan, right?
I know.
So yesterday, I bet on the Mets yesterday, Sal. And when it was 7-0 and then they scored, and he comes in my earpiece, goes, good news about the Mets. And I'm thinking, what, they come back? He goes, no, but they've avoided being shut out. 7-1 now.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, that doesn't really effing help my bet, Matt. I said, they're not. I said, unless they score another 7 runs, it doesn't really help me. And I was like, why are you telling me this? They scored a run. And then lo and behold, they come back. I had Teddy Covers on last night, a guest, a handicapper, and he was all in a bad mood because he had the Phillies. And I made it worse. I turned it by telling him, yeah, did you know that the Mets had lost 330 consecutive times when losing by 6 or more going into the ninth? It was 330-0. 330. First, hey, it's a miracle match. You're on to something. Last week, a no-hitter. Every week, there's like a new event. I'm telling you, this team's the real deal.
The last time the Mets came back, I don't know if you checked it. You seem to be a historian with this stuff. 1997 against the Expos. Against the Expos, that's when the Mets came back last time, 6 or more runs in a night. And I feel like, you know, people say there were other factors. I think this is what did the Expos in. That was it. They're like, no. We can't take
it. Yeah, it was a downfall after that belt. That was it, yeah. I don't know if you remember, actually, the start of that series. I know because I saw the video the other day. Was the anniversary, so that was probably the first game of the series. You remember when Tim Raines came back, Sal? It was his first game back?
Yes.
After the collusion stuff, and he held out, and he didn't play for the first month and a half of the season or whatnot.
Right.
And his first game back was against the Mets at Shea. And he hit a grand slam.
Right, that's slam. Foggy. You might be making that up.
My mind is foggy. Yeah, that's right.
And Joe made up. Vin Scully and Joe Garagiola were on the call, too. It's pretty cool.
Wow. All right. That sounds legit.
Sounds good. Mets have the selective memory, Mets fans.
Yes, they do.
By the way, with Judge,
if it wasn't for the Expos, you guys never would have won. Gary Carter, you and I talked about it. He was that piece.
Yes. And by the way, I'm with you. Carter should go in as an Expo, although I talked to Keith Hernandez about it. The players don't decide. Football players decide.
Baseball not anymore. They don't.
Decide. Right.
After Wade Boggs got bribed by the Rays.
That's right. All right. So I'll let Carter go in.
He said, I'm
in.
Going in as a Rays.
Carter could go in as an Expo, but let me tell you something right now. You guys listen up. Buck Showalter, Max Scherzer, they're going in as Mets. You heard it here first. Don't laugh.
Well, how about this? We'll make a deal. So if it's the Dodgers, Mets, are we going to go to a game together? Chavez Ravine, Dodgers, Mets. We'll put a lot of money on it.
Five times, love to do it.
Go real hard.
If you guys got to do something, too. Like, loser leaves town match or something. Like, you know what I mean, Retzi? Put, like, a couple dimes on it. And I see somebody's got to do, like, a stunt, eat something stupid or whatever. You're going to be that hardcore. I'll be the referee. Let's go.
Loser needs to sleep on the streets of Compton for a week.
They're actually building Compton up. It's exactly one of the nicest. If you guys want, I will put you – I'm not going to fly you out here, but I'll put you on a bus. June 1st, I'm happy to pay for your tickets and your bus.
That would be a real bet. That'd be more important than money. Like, loser had to take a bus cross country back to New York.
That's wicked. I agree.
That's a bet. No, that's worse than money, Cam. Just thinking, God, I lost the game. I got to sit on a bus for 3 days.
Like a Greyhound ride from LA to New York, coach? Oh, God help us.
You know, let me tell you something.
It wasn't fun.
Wow. I had relatives in Las Vegas growing up, Jimmy Kimmel, one of them, and my mother found out on Trailways or Greyhound it was kids ride free. So she put me and my sister on, and we went to Vegas, and I was way too young to enjoy Vegas there. then. I was 9 years old. It was, like you said, it was 3.5 days because they did a lot of freaking stopping. And I vomited and vomited and vomited. I still to this day have not had Mott's apple juice because I associate.
You have association?
Yeah.
It's funny, Sal. Once when I was like 13, 14, drinking way too young, I came home like really hammered. Father had a mushroom pizza in the fridge. Crushed the mushroom pizza. I threw up like and like mushrooms like stuck to my all over the wall, like next to my Judas Priest posters and stuff.
Nice.
Never like I want to throw every time I see mushroom on a pizza, I'm like, oh god, that's
oh I love mushrooms.
Really?
Delicious.
Oh, yeah, I don't want mushrooms.
Underrated ingredient.
Unless they're magic, I don't like them.
Wait, I was just gonna say you've definitely done mushrooms since then.
Yeah.
And that was a mistake. And that was a mistake.
That you know
depends who you do them with.
Long time.
You gotta be in the right headspace. You gotta be with
Word no lie, last time I did that was 1994 Woodstock.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, Woodstock style.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, Woodstock.
Yeah.
All right, come to Chavez Ravine. We'll all do mushrooms, but you got to take a mushroom.
Imagine, we're going to get lit on magic mushrooms go to the All-Star game.
Exactly. Amazing. That was so good.
That's too good. So, yeah, a lot of people were wondering, because I was wondering about the odds the other day, Sal, in that Champs League final when it was the 90th minute. It was 1-0, and they were down on the aggregate, sort of really down by 2 goals in the 90th minute, and they came back and won. And then, boom. So if people were wondering about the Mets, it was 60-1 entering the ninth inning last night.
And how did that compare to the Champions League? I mean, both are ridiculous.
We never found out. I heard that someone told me the Champions League 25-1, but I never confirmed it. But that's what I heard, 25-1.
Yeah, Mets are good. Get out of the way.
And I was all happy I cashed my +135 on the game. Could have got 60-1. So what about tonight's NBA, Sal? What are you doing tonight?
You know, so now Embiid's playing, right? He's a hero. Yeah. So either they were gonna play him today, or he was out for the rest of the year, right? Because there's no point in going down 3-0, and even though it was a coin flip game without him in the lineup, but I'm going under. I'm staying away. I don't trust it. I know the popular play is to go Sixers -1, whatever it is. What is it? 1.5. They're favored by 1.5 now. What 1.3?
Is it going up? Let's see.
What it says? They're giving 1.3? For God's sakes, what is that? No.
What is this?
That's like a projected win. You guys throw up
put
like
it back up. Let's see. What is this? I like Sal's losing it. What the hell's that? What is that, Kevin? Yeah, explain it to us.
That's
what's going
the
on
computer algorithm. Here? Miami to win at 1.3. Like, I know they're. It's like they've owned it. It's not. And, I know it's never and, a round number.
No, and Miami, Sal, have a 54.9% chance to win the basketball game. That's the projection.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I saw 1.3. I thought FanDuel was still hung over from Cinco de Mayo. But no, I'm going under 210.5. You know, the thing with the Miami, which I think people don't like, there's a reason they don't like them. They spread it out. They had like 9 players with 5 or 6 points or more. And even though Jimmy Butler's a star, I don't know. No one's taking a shine to Miami. They're not like a 13th seed that came out of nowhere. They were in the finals in 2020. That said, I think a lot of that supporting cast is going to go, is going to blank out today. Oladipo, who else you got? You got Martin, you got Struss. Those guys will put up like 1 or 2 points. And I think we're going to see an under type game. I go under 210 in that one. Which way are you guys going?
I was leaning with the over, and I'm scared of the side here.
And I'm going to go, we'll make it 3. And I like Miami. I'm going to go with Miami. I'll take the point with Miami. I lean with Miami too.
I got Tobias Harris over 16.5 points. Tyler Hero over 15.5 points. That's what I put in so far in this game. And I like the over, actually, Sal. I think it squeezes over the number.
Isn't it funny? It wasn't very long. I was looking at Harden's number over under. It was like 22.5 in a must win, right? It's like, holy crap. It wasn't 5 years ago, 3 years ago when he was on Houston in a must win game when he was the star. His over under was like 32. Like, it's exactly.
You trust him to get to 23? I wouldn't trust him to get to 19 now. Exactly. Like, if it was 18.5, I wouldn't take it.
17 or 18 for me to go over. I don't know what I would do at Harden. It's a different game for him now.
Hey, what about, actually, you know what, Sal? You'll appreciate this. Sharapan, you can't see the hockey jersey. What do you think? Springfield Isotopes.
Wait, let me see.
It's the best.
Oh, that's great.
I love that jersey. So I told you, you got to keep. Brad, you don't be eating wings or anything in that jersey. It's a collector's item. Like, you know what I mean? Or buttered chicken. You got to keep it in like a special glass case.
Yeah, you shouldn't be wearing
that. That's a rare jersey. Like, I don't know anybody that has that jersey but you. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very rare. I've never seen anyone else wear it.
Don't wash it. No. Yeah. Don't bleach it. Don't do anything stupid. Don't eat wings in it. Just preserve it.
I had to wash it.
You'll be fine.
Are you going to the King game tonight, Saul? What's up? You going to the King
game? No, my kid's got a game about a half hour, so I can't go.
All right.
I do like the Kings plus money, right? Plus 125. Was it 7 out of the 8 teams that lost the first game? Colorado's in a league of their own, even though they needed overtime to win. But 7 out of the 8 that lost game 1, came back and won game 2. I kind of like the Kings to make this, you know, at least 2-2 going back to Edmonton. What do you guys think?
This has overtime written all over it, Cam and Sam, tonight. I'm telling you, this is going to be a close.
This could be your overtime night. I would not be shocked if, three out of the 4 games, like all games are going to be tight tonight. I don't see any blowouts. Every single game.
I think the Kings come to play, Sal. And look, I think the Kings are going to win one of the 2 games at home here, and you're getting plus 130 or whatever it is right now. What is it? Whatever it is. What about the Mavs and the Suns tonight?
I'm going Mavs over 110.5 team total, and I am going, I think there's going to be a lot of points. I think there's, Luka triple-double. Yeah. Even though Luka triple-double hasn't hit since, the end of March, I like it at plus 380. Not a great value if you go game by game, but he's at 33, 9, and 8. He's hovering around that number, and I just think he loses his mind tonight and makes it 2-1. I mean, Brunson over 1.5 threes is a good one, too, because he has to play well like he did in the last series. For them to be alive.
I like that at home, Brunson over 1.5. Before we get you out of here, what about the Kentucky Derby, UFC? What a weekend, Sal. I'm surprised you're not hanging out with J-Lo, Giselle, and everyone in Miami at the F1 race, but what a weekend we have.
Who said I'm not? I can get to Miami on a Greyhound in a day and a half. No?
On a Greyhound.
I'm going Canelo. I like the Messier horse. We had Eddie Olczyk on, and yeah, he had his thoughts too. But I like the Messier. I'm surprised you puck nuts have to go Messier. No,
I'm putting him underneath. I don't like him to win.
He is a good horse, but I don't have
He's
him.
He's a good
either.
Horse though. I like him in exactness and try.
Fastest horse in the field.
Epicenter, and White of Mario.
Yeah. All right.
Read my mail, Miranda.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got to change the channel, man. I can't handle Danica Patrick anymore. Okay. I keep looking on.
No, it works.
I gotta be honest.
Cowboy boots.
They're not cowboy boots, but I'm a fan of her. I'm a fan of her shoes and her boots. She's rocking an '80s metal look or something. She's all pro on top. She's got these tight white shorts and white boots on. I'm like. And it's the European coverage, so they're not playing around, Cam. The shot is centered around her legs, essentially.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, it's like a Italian news.
You can't help it. You can't help it. You're looking you got Jensen Button sitting there, and you're and he's trying to talk. And it's whatever, dude. Whatever,
thanks,
Jensen.
Pal.
I don't care. I don't care about the dirt on the track, all right? What do you got for us, Cam? 7 o'clock. Let's roll.
7 o'clock.
We get to the hockey, Boston and Carolina.
Yeah, I know. I told you. You can even talk about the game. Anyway, here's the deal. I'm putting Carolina plus 1.5 in a parlay with the Leafs plus 1.5 to plus money to plus 108. That's the way I'm playing the game. I'm not sure if Carolina is going to win, Gabe, but I like their goalie. How about a little sprinkle on Carolina at over plus 130 as dogs to go up 3-0? I don't trust Boston, and I like the Miami Heat plus 1 and Tobias Harris over points. Major League Baseball, not really into it right now. There's too much other stuff going on. That's what I got. What do you got?
I'm going to take the Boston Bruins to win the first period on the money line. I'm going to take the Boston Bruins to win the hockey game. I'm going to take Tobias Harris over 16.5 points. Tyler Hero. I need a hero over 15.5 points. I need over 15.5. 15.5 points for Tyler Hero. And give me the Philadelphia 76ers on the money line first quarter.
quarter. Yeah, and know what? Tonight's the night
over
to play
in the basketball game. Any over in the Sixers and the Heat. So
nice.
Boston Bruins to win a game. Boston Bruins first period. Tobias Harris over 16.5. Hero over 15.5. And we'll have more on the other side.